I so want there to be a music festival in October. Yes, a festival I can be present at without ever having to leave my couch. One that I can attend while drinking red wine, gin, some good beers, because I'll be back on the alcohol in October. I've been off it all the way through September to get ready, because my birthday is also in October. So music leading up to my birthday, and music afterwards, obviously, as you know, to spread the birthday out. Yeah, my motivations for supporting this tremendous activity, which goes by the name of Octaver, a brilliant term invented by a man in Canada, whose name has temporarily gone out of my head. Slandy, yes. Stefano Landi, he invented the term Octaver. And it's a great digital conference. It's a gathering. You people from all around the world put together pieces of audio. They can talk about music. They can sing the music themselves. They can play their own electric guitar and timpani and any old instrument, spoons, tin whistles, anything is allowed. They can make music. They can sing it themselves, and what did I say? Oh, yeah, and they can play music written and performed by other people. But the whole thing is about people sharing their love of music, their, you know, what place music plays in their lives. It's a great way to get to know what somebody's really like. I mean, you just listen to the kind of music that they like, and you know immediately whether you'd want to have them to dinner. You know, it's a terrific way of being a voyeur. It's a great way of eavesdropping. It's a great way of just being yourself. Use the old audio. Practice being a DJ. You might be a person who thinks, I'd love to be a DJ. You might be 16, 17 years old. Well, 18 years old. And you might be starting out in a career. I remember somebody who started out in a career as a DJ from this very festival, even. And other people have risen to being stars in Hollywood as a result of participating in this music festival in Octaver. And others have already been booked for the Palladium. So there's no question about it. Participation in Octaver is good for your health. I know people who've got rich as a result of Octaver. They've started being more mindful. They've got better mental health. They're nicer to their cats. They play more with their budgies, you know. And there's a guy over there in Denmark who I know, you know, he had a wonderful time as a result. And his name is Lars, and he used to have a pig called Bacon, you see. So you get to make new friends through Octaver. It's superb. So there's at the moment a bit of publicity leading up to it, a little bit of, you know, tickle your tonsil marketing going on. People saying, oh, I don't know, will it happen? Will it be on? Will anyone be interested? Of course, people, it'll be on. It'll be on, you know. That's the big secret, you know. There's no mystery. Octaver will definitely happen, you know. And where there are two or three people gathered in the name of music, there am I in the midst of them. And, you know, I do have a wee regret. I have to express it, that there's a wonderful woman who has got so much talent. You know, you'd be jealous of her talent. You know, she plays musical instruments. She's a poet. She writes prose. She is so social, it's unbelievable. She's got a Welsh name, you know, Glenllian. That's her, yeah, I'll give it to you again, Glenllian. And because I can speak Welsh names, I'm not going to show off by telling you how that's pronounced, but that's her nom de plume, and a very tiny number of people know that her name is, oh God, I'm not sure I should reveal it. Okay, I'm not going to reveal it. She can reveal it herself if she wants to. It's not. I'm not going to do any spoilers. But October, the gem of a music festival is definitely going to happen, and you never know how you're going to hear about it next, because there's a fight going on, a real dogfight and catfight going on for who's going to be the MC. And, you know, today is the last day for getting your nomination in for being the MC. And you know what? There's massive, massive sponsorship this year from some of the biggest corporates in the world. And it's all going to be given to the MC, who's going to be allowed to distribute it as pump priming money to anybody, including themselves. So, October Forever, get your thoughts, get your mouth speaking. You can even make your views expressed through music, but get your audio up today about October. Otherwise, you may lose out in your opportunity to become a richer person. This is Paul O'Mahony talking to you from a very, very wet County Clare in Ireland, where I'm going to walk to the Cliffs of Moher and I'm going to get utterly, utterly drenched. That'll be music indeed, eh? Shut up, Paul! Shut up!